oftentimes when somebody's out for a day, we can make do. But at this point, we do need somebody that will be a little bit more long-term. I do not have the duration. What I do know is that across the district, we've got a need for substitutes. And this one especially is affecting our lunch program at the school. So for anybody that's interested in becoming a substitute, there is a process for it. And they could go to our website. So you go through an actual application process that has many pieces in it, including a background check and the need for a physical that's good for 3 years.
There is a lot to it, but I've been through it. It's quick.
There's a lot of pieces to it,
right.
So it can look overwhelming. But we've got people in the office between 8 and 5 that can talk to anybody. We'd encourage anybody that wants to set their own time frame for when they'd want to work to consider being a substitute support staff or teacher in one of our schools.
And is there a plan for tomorrow?
At this point, I'm not aware of what it is. And even though Susan B. doesn't seem that remote, it's hard to get somebody there to cover that.
And that being, is that person keeping a kitchen and a pantry and providing food every day? Is that person cooking as well?
I don't have the details. It's not posted yet, but I anticipate it will be posted in the next few days. So if anybody visits the website, click Apply Now. There's a little icon at the very top of the page. Or if you go right beneath the big picture, there's some community interest information, and the second item is about becoming a substitute and has links right there straight to where you need to go.